Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Haddit.com radio show. Haddit.com radio is an in-depth look at all things VA. If you need help with the VA, log on to Haddit.com. Now, here's your host, Gerald Cook.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Haddit Radio Show. I'm your host, Jay Bassett. Gerald Cook will be along in a minute.
Hello.
Hey, Gerald. Hello. Can you explain why we started the show? We've had some technical difficulties starting that this afternoon, so we'll get started shortly. How you doing, Gerald?
Well, I'm doing all right. I just come in the house. I'd put in for one of these here HESA grants, and I've been sitting in, out there in my driveway waiting for them to show up with their tool bags, but I just put it in the first of the week. You'd think I'd be here by now. I don't know what to make of it. Beats anything I ever saw.
Well, they showed up with their tool bags. Did you get a chance to get your HESA stuff done? You know, your modifications and your home structural
well,
stuff.
Well, they never showed up. I was sitting there waiting on them out in my driveway so I could, they wouldn't miss me. And
did
they
you give
never
right
showed up. Well, yeah.
Did you give them the right address?
Sure
they
did.
They didn't think your name was, they didn't think you were Gerella Cook and think you was a female and give you a HERSA grant, did they?
Well, now I don't know. They're kind of goofy, you know.
Sometimes.
Funny.
Now,
yeah.
Now you actually applied for that last week, a couple weeks ago, right? And they called you the next
day?
Well,
last week, yeah. Yeah, I figured I'd be here, but now I've been out there every day waving down their cards, see if they're from the BA, but none of them
are. If you see a big van come up with VA license plates, you know what it is, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
That's the worst thing about living next to a Krispy Kreme. You have to call the cop for an emergency. They stop the Krispy Kreme before it gets to your house.
Well, that's what happened. The VA, you know, they couldn't find my house.
Yeah, maybe they had a truckload of shredders to drop off on the way.
Probably did. You know, I got enough to keep a couple busy for a while.
Well, now, what was he going to talk about tonight? It slipped my mind.
Well, Social Security. Something about Social Security.
Yeah.
How they plan to... I don't know, do us under on Social Security. It don't look good.
Well,
what I've been reading, it seems like they're penalizing people. You know, what in the world's going on? Did we pay Social Security in or not?
Well, then I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, it don't matter if you didn't pay any in. But if you did, you're entitled to get it back.
Well, it's called the windfall elimination provision.
Yeah.
It means that means everybody gets put on top of windmill and see which direction they fall.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't look good.
Well... This was a brainstorm of the Congressional Budget Office and put into law back in many, many years ago. And what it was intended to do was to cut back on people that become disabled or that are not 62.
Yeah.
Government employees that worked in the system and basically supposed to be those that didn't pay Social Security, like the ones maybe like a railroad retirement, teacher retirement, people that didn't pay Social Security in, and they fix it to where their benefits would be cut by the amount of Social Security they would receive.
Well, but they received a separate retirement, didn't they? It wasn't Social Security. It was like they retired from the railroad. It was a railroad retirement, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, a lot of people paid both in because they worked for 10 years before they worked for the railroad, you know.
That's true. That did happen, yes.
It's basically the same as third disability. If you work for the VA, say you're a nurse or x-ray tech or, you know, or an orderly, and you pick up this veteran and try to move him from one bed to the other, and you snap your back. Well, your back gets so bad you can't work, and they put you out the door, and they retire you under the FERS disability program.
Yes.
Well, the first year, you know, you're required, in order to draw the disability, you're required to file for Social Security, regardless, because FERS pays it in, and CS, Civil Service Retirement System, doesn't. And we're at a crossroads now to where most of the people who drew CS Civil Service Retirement are already retired. It's been over the last 20 years or so. Now people are retiring under FERS and become disabled, and they get a certain percentage. Well, the first year, I guess they get to keep 6% of the money, and they offset 40%. So you lose 6% of your retirement.
Wait a minute. How can you lose 60%?
You lose 40% the first year. Year number two, through whenever you reach age 62, it's a 60% cut. You get 40% of your retirement.
My God, and that's a ripoff, John.
No, here's the kicker. If you get approved for Social Security and get your Social Security, disabled Social Security, then they offset your retirement again another 60%, so you lose 6% of your Social Security.
My
life. Over the time. Now, you take a high grade, let's use GS-9 for example. Say if you make $60,000 a year and you go out on disability, you know, you're supposed to get a certain amount. And what happens is when you become disabled and you're drawing probably $2,500 a month, I guess, for your annuity, and then they cut that back and you draw maybe $1,500 a month or $1,200 a month, and you get your Social Security. Well, after you pay your insurance and stuff, which is really high, you don't see any money at all, and they take. And when the Social Security hits, they start cutting your check again back to your effective date, and they'll take everything, every bit of your retirement. You won't see it.
Well, how can they justify that, John?
That's what
they're
doing.
Has anyone ever challenged that?
Yeah, this is a windfall elimination provision, buddy. It's right there in black and white. So,
oh boy, that don't sound good at all.
I call it the poorhouse exemption because they're going to put you right in the poorhouse.
Oh boy, that ain't good
news. I know it's hurt a lot. It's bankrupted people, Gerald.
Well, I can imagine.
It has. You talk about it, just laughing.
My mom got in a deal like that. She was born. And she had worked for Boeing Aircraft and everything, made some pretty good money in days, you know. And when she retired, they come up with this notch called a notch babies. If you were born certain years, $400 was as much as you could draw. And I mean, tell you, she had a rough time of it. Trying to live on $400. And if she'd born a year later or something, you know, she could have been drawing $800 or more. So it looks like they're up to the same old game. Same game, different name.
Back then, $400 goes a lot further than it does today, don't it?
Well, yes, it does. But, I mean, you know, it looks like they're headed that direction, John.
$400 won't get you across town to the grocery store in this family.
By God, it won't here either. I mean, you can't go to the store.
Well, That's about the history of it. It's been going on for a long time, and there's been bill after bill to go into Congress to repeal this. There's one now in Congress that was introduced last year, and my congressman's he's a co-sponsor of it, and I think you're one of yours is too. And problem is guess where it's stuck?
Where, in the House?
In committee.
In committee.
You know what that means, don't you?
Well, that means they put it up for vote any time they see fit.
Yeah, but the bill is has committee suicide. You know, what month is it?
Well, this is November.
It's November, yeah. First day of November.
So they ain't about to do nothing. And,
what happens to the bill? What happens to the bill come January the 1st?
Well, it has to, it'll die. Dies in
right.
the house.
Mm-hmm. And, so, we'll have to reintroduce it. Put it back in. It's a joke. People shouldn't have to live like that. I mean, if you become disabled, you know, you're disabled. And, you know, you want to work, you can. You wish you could.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd
that's
rather be working than be disabled.
That's the only good thing about the VA, you know. I mean, it's you know, your money's protected from that. But and when they do repeal it, they're going to come back with a big tax thing and tax everybody. But it gets lifted. So you're not really, you know, you really can't win for losing. But this should never been put in place in the first place.
No, it should never been.
I think whoever done it needs to go to jail.
You know, they've robbed Social Security so much, it's unreal. So many people are drawing that never contributed to it, and that wasn't what Social Security was designed for. You know.
No, it wasn't. It was not designed for that at all. So it's just, but it's tragic what they did. Now, this bill, supposedly, you know, this bill is not a fix, a cure-all, but it does fix it to a certain extent. You know, they use different factors and stuff to bring to get it back.
Yeah.
I like to see Congress make a bill up and pay it all back themselves.
I would do, and
every
rightfully
dime,
so.
And every dime they've robbed from Social Security Trust Fund, every dime. If they've got to take it out of their pockets, make them pay it back.
It should be paid back, yes.
Yeah.
And instead of drawing less money and having to work more years, people that's paid in years on Social Security should be able to retire younger, not have to work till they're older to, you know, draw it. But if they rob the, you know, they rob the bank and Social Security, the surplus that's supposed to be there working for the people that did work, is
They sit around and see all this money. It's fun. And they see it sitting there. And, oh, we need this money. Let's take it.
Well, they did do that.
The last time they robbed it was when?
Well, I don't know. Reagan took some, didn't he? Johnson took a whole lot of it.
A lot of it was took here just recently to start up some kind of health insurance deal, too. You remember that?
Yeah, the Obamacare.
Yep. So they robbed Peter to pay Paul again. That's amazing. Anybody listen, go ahead and write your representative and tell them you want to see this thing done away with. A lot of people out there help out a whole lot of people. There's a lot of good servants out there that's done stuff for the country and got screwed up and mangled, maimed, and
well,
there's
a lot of Social Security recipients that only get like $700-$800 a month. And it's just not enough to live on. in this day and age, everything's went up, food, utilities, and if you're paying, if you're paying rent, you can't live in one of the larger cities. Well, a lot of them cities, rent's what, $1,000, $1,500 a month? You can't live in one of those.
There's a three-bedroom house up the street from me right now. Been rent for a while. It's $1,400 a month rent, plus $1,400 deposit, plus you have to have a certain credit score, and you have to pay $1,400 down as the deposit.
Yeah, cleaning fee or something.
That's a deposit. So, but it's been on the market now for 2 months. I don't think it's going to be rented very soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, around Joplin here, you can rent a place. It won't be very good, but for $400, $500, maybe $600 a month. Of course, you get something that's pretty decent that's going to run you more, $750, $800. But it's and the price is raising all the time because they're, you know, here we had the storm tore up a bunch of houses that never got replaced, and so that of course that jacked the rent prices up. Someone living on $700, $800 a month, unless your spouse is still alive and they're getting that, you can't afford that kind of payments.
No, a lot of people can't. A lot of people can't. We wonder why the world's in such bad shape, don't we?
Yeah.
That's a five-letter word, Gerald. There's a five-letter word that controls this whole thing. You know what it's called?
Greed.
Yeah, they call it growth. We call it greed. It's going to come to a head one of these days. It's got to. But there's a bill to repeal this thing. I hope it gets put through. You know, I try to keep a watch on it every chance I get. And if you're affected by it, you need to write in your representatives and ask them to go ahead and get it out there and get it voted on. And this actually, Gerald, this actual bill was actually bipartisan. It was done by both parties.
That's what gets me, John.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what gets me.
I guess.
Senate, I don't know.
I can't imagine anyone doing that. Do they have any idea? They have no idea what they're doing.
No.
They don't realize they don't have a heart, buddy. There's a lot
of
people in this country that's impoverished. You know, they're living just scraping by. And Social Security, although it really wasn't meant to be a retirement for people, it was such that had they managed it properly, you could get by and sustain some sort of life with it. And that don't mean you're going out to these swanky places to eat or nothing. Take big vacations and you could live on it. But the way they're doing it now, they keep chipping away at it, and more and more people end up on the streets. They can't afford it.
That's true. They can't afford it. They can't afford it. It's just that's why they call it a fixed income, Gerald. They're fixed where you won't have none.
Ain't that true?
Yeah, so it's just it's upsetting a lot of people. When, you know, I mean, but you people, you know, there's only one way to fix this. You go to the polls and fix it.
Well, who do they pick on but the defenseless people? They can't defend themselves in the court of law.
No, you can't afford an attorney.
You know, I mean, this should be fought. And it, the government should be made to pay back the funds that they have taken from Social Security. Every time I hear one of them idiots say, well, Social Security's nearly broke. Well, that's bull. Social Security ain't broke.
I think we ought to be able to get it on a petition and get it on a ballot and people vote for it and make them pay it back.
Well, if everyone would contact their legislators and say, hey, we want our Social Security money back. Even if you're a younger person, not drawing it, but you're still working, what have you, look to the future. If you get to work on this now and get everyone else protesting this and demanding that these Social Security funds be paid back as they should, what is it, $2.6 trillion or something like that that the government owes Social Security?
Yep.
And what's that for? How come they need to pay that much back? What are they done with that money?
Well, they can cut them programs like checking the mating habits of a caterpillar and things like that in order to, you know, all them scientific research crap. They can put that back in
the field. Well, the money for people that paid in the Social Security benefits, and it should have been left alone, should never have been touched. I don't care how large the fund it was.
Yep.
Oh, they won't miss $2 trillion.
Really? $2 trillion is 2,000 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's an enormous amount of money.
Instead of waiting until you're 65 to retire, you could have retired when you're 60 or 55.
Now they're 67, 68, Gerald.
I know. They keep raising the price, you know, raising age. Well, that same difference.
In 20 years, it'll be 104.
Yeah, no doubt.
But you're living longer. Okay.
Well, yeah, bull.
Yes.
I keep
just
taking
on
money.
A pension, what happens? If you're on a pension and or you're drawing, if you're drawing like Medicaid, what happens? They're going after, you know, say for example, if you own a house and you go in a nursing home, guess what Medicaid gets?
They get your house.
Yeah. And if they're doing an investigation now, if you wish to realize that and you turn around and you give your house to your kids or things like that, they're going to go back and look at the records and take them anyways.
They can up to, what is it, 2 years? And if you transfer, the VA's doing that too now, John. They was going to go back on a bunch of them getting pensions. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the way I understand it, there was a large groups of them that had transferred funds, like they had quite a bit of funds. They really didn't really deserve a pension, but they did qualify if they didn't have the funds. In the bank, they transferred the funds into the kids' name. And now they're going back. They can go back 3 years, up to 3 years from the time they started drawing the pension. You know, if they did that like 6 months or a year before they started drawing the pension, they can make them pay all that money back. That can be quite substantial to some of these. And like I said, some of them that had that kind of money probably shouldn't have had a pension anyway. But that's not what the pension was designed for. But for the VA to come back and pull this on them,
yeah,
it could really put a hurting on a whole lot of veterans.
That's why it's always better to get a service-connected disability on the schedule, you know, to come serve on the compensation scale than just get a pension.
Oh, by far, yeah.
And the worst thing about it, you don't qualify for a pension unless you're a wartime veteran. You know that?
If you served during the wartime, yeah.
Yeah, so, combat veterans and things like that, you know. Get
I
out
do
and,
know
shell
some
shop.
That's getting a pension.
A lot of them got it before the schedules came out, you know.
Yeah, but they didn't have nothing, you know, and not much Social Security, the pension. If you can draw if your Social Security pays more, you can draw it. But if the pension pays more, you can draw it. You just can't draw them both, I don't think.
Either
or. One or the other.
Yeah, it's tragic.
But the pension, not all that. What is it, $800 a month? It might be more now.
Depends.
I guess they can get a little extra for it, depending on their hardships.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not right and it's not fair. They don't care about that. They want their money back here. You know, they don't look at the human factor. They look at the number.
Well, some of them were wrong in drawing a pension. But don't worry. The VA's there with their hand out.
Yep. You know, like I say, you go to bed at night and you take your wallet out of your one pocket, the government's hand out of your other pocket, the state's hand out of your other pocket.
Yeah. You better put it deep in that pillow.
Better, buddy.
But, they keep playing around with Social Security and things like that. Yeah, that pension's going to be a major concern for some veterans. But,
yes, bad.
We'll see.
Really sad. It's really sad. But we hope the windfall elimination does get repealed, and we'll make sure it does. And I think we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep people posted. I'll try to post it on a few things, maybe on Had It, and maybe on some of the Facebook stuff. We'll keep it on there and see what happens and what materializes.
You know. Yeah, that's one we really want to keep an eye on because that's current, and that could go south on us real quick. And don't want them playing around with their Social Security. If they're going to do something with Social Security, they need to pay back what they stole from it. They're giving Social Security benefits to people that's plenty able to work. It's so abused. It's disgraceful. And the elderly out here that's faded in for years and years are getting screwed over. That ain't right.
How do we fix it, Gerald?
Well, it takes Congress to fix it, and it takes people to get on top of Congress and demand they fix it. Folks, if you don't, it's going to continue down this path until
they got it all.
Yeah. And you're talking about a bunch of millionaires and what have you trying to make the laws. Ain't none of them missed a meal, I'll guarantee you. But I'll bet you money there's a lot of Social Security recipients out here that have missed meals.
A lot of them trying to decide whether to eat or pay their co-pays, medicine co-pays from Medicare.
Yes, sir, they are. And their rent's doggone high. They just don't have the income to pay, you know. Pretty soon, what happens? They're out on the street. I know a couple's getting a divorce because they could get different, you know, better Social Security. So
that happens a lot, buddy.
Yes, sir. It does. That ain't right either.
Well, it's sad, you know. I mean, it's got to get, something's got to give. Something's got to give.
If they don't pay in, now there is means for someone who is disabled, honestly disabled, or have, you know, they're just disabled. They're not able to work. No one can honor them. That they can draw Social Security. That part was fine. But then we got all these millions of people jumping in there claiming they can't do this, they can't do that. They got 15 kids and blah, blah, blah. And if they'd had a job, first of all, they wouldn't have had 15 kids. And, why should someone that paid in Social Security all their life be forced to pay their debt, you know?
Yep.
If they didn't pay it in, I don't think they should get it unless it's truly a disability.
Yep. Well, a little history of the thing. They call it a statutory provision in United States law. It affects benefits paid by the Social Security Administration under Title II of the Social Security Act. It reduces the primary insurance amount of a person's retirement insurance benefits or disability insurance benefits when the person is eligible or entitled to a pension based on a job which did not contribute to Social Security Trust Fund. But they got this more effect, too. Even if you are a federal employee under FERS,
yeah,
and you pay in to Social Security and FERS, they're screwing the federal employees over because even though FERS, Social Security, they pay into it. But FERS comes back and offsets Social Security again at 60%.
Yeah.
So most federal employees that are disabled like that wind up drawing nothing to get Social Security, maybe barely enough to pay their insurance amounts for their health insurance. And, of course, they get their Social Security, but now if you didn't pay it in, you know, that's a different issue. You know, people didn't contribute to Social Security while they're drawing Social Security from the trust fund.
That's my thinking. Why are they?
But that's what it's done. This thing came into effect. It was brought out in 1978. It was modified in 77. Then it actually took effect 1985 under Reagan? Who was president in 85?
I think it was Reagan.
Mm-hmm. And so they got that through. This is probably a Republican issue. No, there was a Democratic House, I'm sorry, and Democratic Senate back when Reagan was going through. They're trying to kill him, scheme everything else. He got shot and everything else, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, the federal employees do have a little bit of you know, a little bit of say-so. Once they get 62, they get to draw full retirement and Social Security. But that's not to say that if you become disabled in your 50s, if you're going to live to age 62 or not. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
They still stole a lot of money from them. They should be able, they should make them pay every dime of that back.
I agree.
Every dime of it. You know, so that needs to go to a ballot and we have it voted on. We need to change that. And that's got to be done by the people have got to change that. If they can appeal this, this is fine. It needs to be a full appeal with the thing to go bye-bye and disappear.
Well, I just think, right, you pay it in and then someone else reaps the benefits and then all of a sudden they start cutting your checks back or they raise the age of being eligible to draw it. And that's just not right.
No, it's not right. But everybody contact a representative. If this affects you, yeah, contact them and raise a cane about it because it's not right. It needs to be changed. Two other issues we want to discuss tonight, Gerald. I'll take the big one first and get your two cents on it. All you 100% permatotal vets out there that have a spouse that is retired or works for the government has got Federal Blue Cross or federal insurance, you know, like, you know, the government's insurance, whatever it is. It's still a federal insurance because you work for federal government. Okay, say your spouse is 100% disabled veteran. Okay, say you retire at 62 and you become Medicare eligible. Well, one of the benefits that the 100% disabled veteran spouses and families gets is CHAMP VA insurance. And, you know, we've had CHAMP VA on several times on the show, and this has been discussed, but it hasn't been discussed into a logic speak, as to say. Now, if you have your federal insurance, that's your primary insurance, and CHAMP VA was secondary, and you become Medicare eligible, CHAMP VA forces you to take Medicare, and then they become secondary to Medicare.
True, yes.
And so you're at $134 you don't need if you've got that insurance. Even though CHAMP VA is secondary to that, they still should be secondary to you. If it's a federal insurance, they should not force you to get Medicare because they're still going to be a secondary payer. Understand?
Yes.
If you get Medicare Part B, that becomes your primary over top of your other insurance. And that's a joke. And there's a lot of people affected by that. I'm one of them. And so if you become Medicare eligible and you got CHAMP VA, you need to call your congressman right now and have them change that law. If you've got a federal insurance and CHAMP VA is still secondary to it, they should remain secondary. And you shouldn't have to be out of pocket for Medicare because you don't need it. You see where I'm coming from, Gerald?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't. It's just money. You know, they're just. I mean, that's $1,200. That's $1,230 times 12. That's pretty good. That's what, $1,600.
Yeah.
That you're out of year. And then next thing you know, if you got the federal insurance, it's secondary, and you know, then it's you're paying $400 a month of that federal insurance, and to make it to have it secondary.
Yeah.
There's no reason a person to pay $400 a month for secondary insurance.
No, not $400 a month. Because your insurance needs are complete. It's like they're double charging you.
So, yeah, you should have a choice. If the VA is listening, the person should have a choice. And we're going to try to get that changed. We're working right now with some folks to try to get it changed. Because it's, VA, it's crazy because, I mean, anything they can do to inconvenience a veteran is something else, you know. I mean, even certain medications like blood thinners,
good thing. They told me that I couldn't take Eliquis because I'm not 80 years old. However, the stuff they gave me, the stuff they gave me is good medicine. Don't get me wrong, but it requires special procedures to handle it. You got to leave it in the container, and you got to throw it away after so many days. And it's got some kind of special thing in the container to keep it fresh.
That would be
a whole lot more darn expensive than the Eliquis, I'd say, just, you know, and the inconvenience of that. Plus, given the fact also, I guess it's a numbers game, I've got insurance to pay my medication. But they're not supposed to charge a service connect conditions, but they do it anyways. That scandal hasn't hit yet, and it's going to. Insurance companies fixing to be, there'll be a lot of insurance companies want to get their hands on the VA once they realize what's going on.
Boy.
Yep, so.
When will it ever end?
It's never going to end, Gerald. These people, they get in there, it's just, I mean, it's the way it is. You know, I mean, look at the crap. I mean, you know, the VA's having a hard time getting doctors.
Well, I can
more
see
nurse
why.
Practitioner, PA, yeah. So, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, fortunately, I've got a really good VA doctor, and I think the world of it. We sat down the other day, and we had a long conversation, and he offered me that he was a grant, and, of course, I haven't got the call from prosthetics yet, so they're not as up to par as the folks you've seen, because you had a call the next day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I need to get them on the ball here. Ask them what's going on with this. There's things I need done.
Now, did your doctor put you in? He's got to go before a board to put you in for that Eliquis, don't he?
No, they wouldn't do it at all. The doctor, the specialist that gave me the Eliquis.
Yeah.
His group is the one that I saw outside the VA, and he transferred to the University of Kentucky, and they're the ones that do it.
Yeah.
And he rewrote it, and they said no. So I'm taking the other stuff, which is not bad medicine. I mean, it doesn't have a problem with it. But I'd rather have the Eliquis because I can put it with my pills. Sometimes I forget, you know, to open that bottle up, take a pill. I want them all together, keep them the same place. But they don't care. They don't care, you know. It's just the way it is. That's what's called. They call that socialized medicine. So, folks, if we ever go to socialized medicine, we all in trouble.
I'm dreading that, and they keep talking about it. They want to turn everything into Medicare. Everybody have Medicare. Well, how are they going to have it? Is Medicare funded by the Social Security?
Medicare is funded by Social Security. Yep, it is, but there's OSDI tax people pay for Medicare, so it's separate. And that's a pretty good chunk, too. How much you pay for OSDI tax? It's about $100 a paycheck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good lick. Yeah, so that's Medicare.
Or more. I might have paid more.
Now, folks, if you want to know the real story about this socialized medicine, if you're ever out and about, maybe go down to see Mickey Mouse or run across the country, you run into a person from Canada, ask them a question. What percentage does the government take out of your check every week? And when they tell you that, you're going to hit the floor. Because they're cutting them people almost 50%.
Yes, they are. Depending on how much you make.
Yeah, it don't matter. Up there, socializing, you know, and then you got to wait and ask to see a doctor. If you get a cold, time to get to see a doctor, you're well. A lot of them's coming across the border going to U.S. doctors. Of course, we got a lot of Americans going down to Mexico for their doctors, too. I don't approve of that or condone that, but, you know, I guess it's like playing Frogger. Joe, do you ever play Frogger?
Yeah, well, I used to go to Mexico and get my breathing treatment medicine. That, I think, Combivent was $120.
down there?
Pot. Yeah. And down there I could get it for like 10-15. So
really?
Yeah.
Was that in Arizona?
That's when I was in Arizona. I couldn't go buy
You're
that
kidding
kind of
me.
Stuff.
$120 here and down there is $15.
Yeah.
Hmm.
10 or 15, I couldn't believe it. Same stuff.
Wow. Same stuff. Well, I guess it's worth it that for the medicine, you know.
Well, I mean, I live there by not far from Nogales. So
yeah.
Go
Nogales,
right
see, see. You want to come down to Mexico and get your breath of medicine? It's okay.
Yeah. Bring money.
Well, hook here. Folks, I tell you, Mexico, it's a beautiful place. There's a lot of good people, a lot of money in Mexico. A few people have it. I've been there several times working and things like that. I've been all over Mexico. And they're good people. You know, they work hard. Of course, you've got the drug cartels and you've got a lot of crime down there. And it's just the way it is here, too. You know, we've got our gangs. We've got our drug cartels. Of course, it's kind of hidden, you know, but they do have. And so it is what it is in the world. But, everybody deserves a chance to be able to better themselves. And, so, you know, it's not. I remember back in World War One, in 1914, they'd bring in the people off the boats at Ellis Island. They'd come in, they'd march them off the boat, and they'd sign in, you know, and welcome to America, please sign this thing and register. And they signed in and registered. They took the ladies to the housing, and then they took the men straight to boot camp. You know that?
Yeah.
So if they came from France or Germany or England, they went to boot camp. 6 weeks later, they's back on a boat going back home to fight. That's true. You know, that, you know, guaranteed their citizenship and their, you know, to become an American. And that's a big, but now they got folks coming in. And they go into service, and a lot of them get out, and they screw up and get deported. So, you know, you see all the stories, you know, about this guy. He's got a service, and he's doing, and they're deporting him, but you don't see the fine print. You know, he sold a kilo of cocaine and got caught or something, you know, like that. You don't see that. They don't tell you that, but then, you know, once you realize and read the whole story, you see why. So, but no. But that's another issue, you know. It's Champ VA and their offset, too. I guess you need to make them force you to pay Social Security when you don't need to. And, you know, if you got dependents and things like that, it's going to be on for a while. You got to have insurance for them.
Yeah.
Champ VA could become a primary for them. But, you know, for example, at Blue Cross will keep a kid on to 26 if he's in school and not married. Well, Champ VA's maximum age is 23. So they need to get this whole thing fixed before, you know, and it's just, it's a mess. And I, the people in Champ VA basically agree with it, you know. This is the people that did this, again, this is the people in D.C. who write it up, you know.
Well.
One more issue, Gerald.
One more.
This affects everybody. This affects everybody. How many veterans get to go to the VA every when they go? How many get paid mileage?
Well, you gotta live. Well, I don't know. Everyone that goes,
it don't matter how far you live.
Yeah.
Well, if it don't matter, they're supposed to pay you mileage, you know. Now, here's the kicker.
Everyone with over 30%.
Yeah, 30% or more. And if you get paid mileage, for example, I live 11 miles from the VA. So I get paid for 22 miles, I get 41.5 cents a mile. So what's 40? That's $8, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 41, that's $8. So if I drive to the VA and after I pay my $6 copay, $3 each way, right? I might get $2. Now, one VA is 7 miles. I got two VAs here. I got a primary care bunch, and I've got a hospital. Big tests were done at the hospital, and primary care docs done at the other place. Used to be an old military hospital. 7 miles. So what's 41 times 14?
I don't know.
So 41 and a half times 14, let's see, 41.5, knock, as Jethro says. That's $5.81. So I'd owe him 32 cents if I claim mileage. You believe that? I'd owe him money. Yeah, that's,
you know,
but,
money.
Now, I'm not griping about that. That's not really the issue. I mean, I'm glad I live close enough to the VA. Hopefully, one of these days I live far enough for you not to worry about it. Now, the VA, they're proud of their 41 and a half cents a mile. But here's the kicker. I don't know if I can find this thing. Social Security and the IRS. Let's do the IRS. This is what the government runs off of, okay? Is the IRS, they use all these IRS standards. So if you're traveling, the mileage rate is 54.5 cents. So that's, what, 14 cents difference?
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
Okay, but then you add that $6 copay. So if you do 100 miles, okay, 41.5 times 100 miles is 41.50, right?
Yeah.
And you minus the $6. Well, yes, $6. Minus $6, that's 41.44. No, that's not right. Let's try that again. If you do 100 miles, want to say 40, what is it, 41.5? Minus $6. Let's see. Okay, that's $35.50 that they give you for 100 miles, right?
Yeah.
So the actual mileage you're getting is 35.5 cents a mile. You're not getting 41, you're getting 35 because they're so-called deductible. That's 20 cents lower than the national average proposed by the Internal Revenue Service for that year. Hey, veterans, are we that low that we have to take that, you know, and, you know, because we, you know, we go see the VA because we have to go see the VA because we're connected for our, you know, we were in service and we paid dearly for our disabilities, you know. Especially if you're in combat, you get shot up, you know, and you go to the VA and you're taking mileage from you. If you break your neck in service and you have to have a lifetime of treatment, you know. You take it 10 cents a mile, and, for example, if they rip you off 10 cents a mile, and over your lifetime, you drive, say if you drive back and forth to VA 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's $1,000 or so or more that they're ripping you off.
It adds up, don't it?
It does add up. It might be minuscule, but, you know, you take that deductible, it's only 30, you know. I don't care what they say. That's what the mileage rate is. I tell them what the mileage rate is, and I'm like, well, it's supposed to be 41 and a half cents. I said, yeah, you had that $6 deductible, see what it is. People who live close to the VAs don't have a chance. And it costs as much to run my car or my vehicle as anybody else's. Because the biggest wire
well,
how
come
your
you
vehicle,
have to pay a copay on your travel, John?
You have to.
I don't pay any copay.
You pay a $6. It's a $6 off sale.
Oh.
If you, unless you go to the VA over so many times, that over six times they stop a month. In 1 month. You know. You got some veterans I know from Eastern Kentucky driving up here, making as many appointments as they can. They be driving up here 2 or 3 times a week. He's making money on it.
Hmm.
And one old guy was all upset because one of the machines went down x-ray, and he was raising Cain with him. He said, we're going to have to get you back tomorrow. He said, well, I'm here today. And I said, no. He said, can I do something else? And he was all upset. And I said, hey, man, how much miles did he pay you coming up here? He said, well, over 130 miles. So they give me so much. And I said, well, you get it again tomorrow, don't you? That's double your money. Poor big smile comes in his face. He said, let's go, honey. We're going home. So that's just the way it is. You know, VA mileage. I don't like it. I think it needs to be addressed. A certain level, I think we'll start here. We might plant a seed. Of course, they could cut it out altogether, but still, you know, I think what's fair is fair. You know, veterans need to be treated with respect and treated fairly, regardless of what you know.
Yeah, and they should pay the same as
Social Security
or anybody.
That's right, and And that's why, you know, one of our frequent guests on here, you know, he talks the same way. He wants to make sure all veterans are treated with honor, respect, and dignity because look what them veterans have done for this country.
That's Sherman Howard. Nice
guy. That's right. That's right.
Boy, he's after
it.
He see any wrongdoing, he calls their attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now he is probably going to the VA. He's probably the only one else got a negative rating. Of course,
well,
I can see
he sees something wrong, he tells them, you know, how are they going to fix something if they don't, you know, if someone don't bring it to their attention.
Well, all you have to do is look at the elected representatives in that area, and you could understand why they got problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can understand. So, but this is our last show in 12, so we got a special Monday with Dr. Bash. So, Dr. Bash and Bill Krieger, I think we'll do that. Confirmation comes through next week. We'll put it out. But they want to make sure everybody gets out and votes Tuesday. You know. Get out and vote is what we got to do. So, but that's all I got, Gerald. You got anything to add?
I was going to bring something up on this HESA grants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one here, let's see, your SAH grant, special adapted housing.
Uh-huh.
Now, as of 2017, you can get $81,080 for those that qualify. You got to have loss of
use of 1 foot or both feet,
both lower extremities, such as locomotion without the aid of braces and crutches, what have you, blind in both eyes. Loss of use of both upper extremities, severe burn injuries, you qualify. And then there's SHA grant, which is special house adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can get $15,462. You need to be blind
Bring the same qualification.
Five, 200 visual.
Can you get both of them at the same time?
No, you can get your ASIGRAP and one of the others at the same time.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good.
Now, your ASIGRAP, you're entitled to benefits up to $6,800.
Right.
For service-connected veterans. I think you have to be over 50% for
right.
that one. And then 2,000 be provided for non-service-connected veterans. So veterans out there, don't be afraid to put your request in for these. Look them up on the Internet. That's HISA, H-I-S-A, capital letters, and then your S-A-H, capital letter, and your S-H-A.
Good.
So,
that's
what
really
goes
good.
Up? I think we're
I'm
trying
to use the HISA grant. Yeah, use the HISA grant, and if I ever get situated where I need, I'll use the other one.
Yeah,
I believe I'd buy me a house to adapt it already and not worry about this one.
Well, you know, I'm debating
yeah,
that if I can qualify for it.
Like, have me a safer input in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I told them I'd like to get one, but I'm not able to get it with a HESA grant, but I don't guess they'll add a room on
it. I think well,
no.
I think they need to change it. I think they should change it.
Well, I think
because
they should, too.
Because safe rooms are very
I
important.
I mean, you shouldn't
yeah,
have
very
to.
Important.
Yeah.
Especially where the world is nowadays, you need a safe room.
By God, you're sure right there.
Yeah, you need a safe room. And the thicker the concrete, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These storms are
well,
getting
buddy,
worse, yeah.
Yeah, and they're moving to the east.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So.
It's been a good show, buddy. Huh? We've been a lot of information out there.
Well, we have.
We'll do a follow-up in a couple of weeks. We'll do a follow-up after the election and see what's going to change.
Yeah. I think everyone's concerned about this election right now. And don't forget, next week, next Thursday, we have Elizabeth Turner on, Elizabeth Turner Law Practice. So, it
yes,
should
she's
be
got
a
big
show.
Murder trial, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's got a big murder trial, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she gives a scoop on it. I like to listen to them talk about the murder trial.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know,
how
talking about
did.
A dude. There's a guy down in Tennessee. He put a court thing in. He didn't want to go through the lethal injection process, saying it would be cruel and inhumane. So they said, okay, we won't. Now they're going to give him the chair. He's going to fry him.
That's a good one.
All righty. Well, girl, I don't think we're recording anymore, buddy.
All right. Well, John.
I'll give you a buzz a little bit.
Okay.
It's a dandy. See you,
yeah.
buddy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.